Hello and welcome to this episode of the Print on Demand Playbook podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Egler, here with my co-host, Adrian Von Arks. And on today's episode, we're going to be diving into the strategy to use AI to create 10x the amount of designs in 10% of the time. This is going to be really, really fun walking you through that strategy step by step. But before we dive into this episode, I want to ask you to subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even over on YouTube, just hit that subscribe button. It's going to help you always be informed of the latest episodes coming out, and it's going to help us grow the podcast. So please consider subscribing to the podcast. And with all that out of the way, let's dive in. Welcome back to the Print on Demand Playbook podcast. Adrian, what is up, my friend? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I am excited for this episode. Not a lot going on with me. I am going to Napa next week with my wife for a wedding, which I'm super excited about. But aside from that, man, I'm just excited to be here. Let's talk AI, baby.
Ooh, AI, one of my favorite things to talk about.
What's good with you, man?
Man,
I know you got some things coming up.
Yeah, I'm just gearing up for the Launcher Brand Challenge, 5-day live event. So that's, if you're listening to this, like when this episode comes out, the Launcher Brand Challenge is starting on Monday, and it's always a really crazy event. Like I kind of touched on it last week, so I'm going to keep it super brief, but we've had over 50,000 people participate since 2020, which is insane. It's a free 5-day event for beginners. So if you're wanting to start up a print-on-demand apparel, t-shirt brand, this would be a great opportunity to kind of get started. We walk you through everything, workshop everything over 5 days. And one of the coolest parts is Adrian is going to come and speak on day five.
Let's go.
Yeah. So if you want to like hang out with us live, this is a great way to do that. Hear from me, hear from Adrian. Anyways, coming up on Monday, quick plug for that. If you want to go sign up, it's completely free. It's carrieegler.com/LYB, KerryEgler.com/LYB. It's down in the show notes, down in the YouTube description. But that's what's on my mind, man. It's always a huge undertaking to get the Launch Your Brand Challenge going. So that's coming up on Monday. I'm excited, nervous, feeling all the things. Just it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. I love the energy at those. It's so amazing. And as someone who's spoken multiple times, man, it's like just every time it's good vibes, man.
We keep bringing you back because you always bring it. You always bring the fire, bring the energy.
Dude, people keep bringing the energy to me. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. It's so much fun.
I love it. So on top of that, I want to share a quick review. We've been getting some reviews, Adrian. It's really good to see. Thank you so much. If you're a listener out there, thank you so much for leaving the reviews. We've had a few coming in lately. Keep it up, man. Leave us a quick review. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, you can just type it in the comments. We've been looking at the comments, bringing up some of those. But if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, wherever, just leave us a review there. It just takes a few minutes, helps us out. But this week, I want to share a review from, the name is ARCM. ARCM. Okay. I don't know what it stands for, but thank you for the review. Arkham. There you go.
Thanks, Arkham.
The review, 5-star review, says, I absolutely love this podcast. I listen to it while driving. So many gold nuggets, good advice, and encouragement in every episode. If you only have time to listen to one podcast, make it this one. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go, baby. Get me fired up.
Man, our listeners are the freaking best. You guys are so awesome. Like it keeps us going. It's so inspiring and motivating. And I don't know, man. I just love our listeners. We have the best listeners on the planet. So for everyone who has taken the time to leave us a review, you guys are awesome. Thank you. And please keep them coming because we love shouting y'all out. So listen for your name in a future episode if you're loving the podcast and you leave us a review.
Yes, we love you.
You guys are
all right, let's get into a quick breakdown of today's episode. So I'm going to be talking about, so Adrian, as I was kind of preparing for this, I realized that like, even though we've had a couple episodes on AI, I've never really broken down on the podcast like the complete AI strategy for print on demand. Like that's really what today is like, how do you go from like nothing to, you know, finished designs ready for print on demand? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, just kind of breaking down that strategy. A quick breakdown of what we're going to talk about in the episode though. Number one, why you should use AI art tools in your print-on-demand business. Like, why should you even use AI? Number two, the best AI image generators to use, which is going to be awesome. Number three, step-by-step strategy to go from nothing to a print-on-demand ready design. And then I want you to stay tuned, listen till the very end, because I've got a bonus pro tip for you to share that will help you with this whole process. So stay tuned for that. You ready to dive in?
I love this, man. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, let's do it. So number one, why should you use AI art tools in your AI art tools in your print-on-demand business? Adrian, AI is a buzzword. It's been, man, like the last year to 2 years, like everybody's talking about AI. And when we talk about AI, you know, it relates to not just print on demand. In fact, print on demand is probably the tiniest little part, right? Like it refers to tons of different things. So Let's get specific today. Like I want to talk about specifically to print on demand. Why should you use AI? Well, the number one reason, you're going to save a ton of time. That's super, super huge reason, right? And even like the title of this episode, like you can create 10x the designs in 10% of the time, right? You can get way more done in less time. And that's the second reason is you're just going to get so much more done when you start using AI in your print-on-demand business. It's going to eliminate some of the time commitment that you have to put in. It's going to eliminate some of the headaches you have. It's really going to help you. And the third reason why you should use AI art tools in your print-on-demand business is you can expand outside of just your own creativity. And so, you know, I think a lot of times when we are creating our designs, we're using these different tools, like we're kind of limited to what we can come up with, right? And there's ways you can draw inspiration from other things and all that kind of stuff. But it's really cool to see with AI about like what does AI come up with when you put in these terms. And oftentimes what I find when I'm using AI to create art is I find that I end up creating like all these other things that, that I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Maybe I could do a design off that. Or that is what I put in, but that's not exactly what I ask it for, but I really like what it came out with, right? And I think that's really cool. So you're going to save time. You're going to get more done. You're going to expand, be able to kind of expand out of your own creativity, kind of go to new levels. And it's also just really fun, right? Like you should use AI because there's all this scary stuff around AI. Like you hear all these scary stats and, you know, people saying, I think Elon just said there's a 20% chance that AI is going to wipe out humans. 20% is pretty low. I'll take the 80, but you hear all this crazy stuff and like, but when you come down to it and you, when you like specialize it for your print on demand business, you start using AI, you find that it's just really, really fun. And so that's like, I'm drawn to it because it's so fun to actually use these tools in a creative way. So Adrian, I know I covered a lot there, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on all these things that we talked about.
Yeah, man. I second all the benefits that you said. Those are huge benefits. Time is a very valuable resource. It's something you can never get back. And I remember hearing a quote from a friend of mine that changed my life forever. We were going for a walk in Vancouver and he had just come back from an ayahuasca, I think, in South America. And he was in a very reflective, contemplative state. And he said, you can trade your time for money, but you can never trade your money for more time. And I was just like,
it's good.
Damn. That hit me really hard. And ever since that, like literally, I still remember this quote. This was probably 10 years ago. And I still remember this quote because it always stuck with me. And this is one thing I love about AI. The second thing I want to say real quick is I really like stoicism. I'm really into like stoic philosophy. And one of the main principles of stoic philosophy is there's a lot of things in your life that you cannot control, that you have absolutely no control over. And there are a lot of things that you do have control over. And so when it comes to something like AI and these freaky headlines about how AI is going to take over humanity and Elon Musk saying 20%, I don't know how he came up with that percentage, but, it's like, maybe there will be certain things like you can vote on laws around AI and whatnot. But at this point, I do not personally feel like there's anything I can do to change what's happening. And so I just don't worry about it, man. I just focus on what's within my control. And what is within my control is I can use AI tools to empower me to be more effective and more productive with my business, which actually unlocks more time and allows you more freedom in your life. So that's what I'm going to focus on when it comes to AI. And I love these tools you're talking about, and I love the benefits, and I'm just going to focus on the positive, because the doom and gloom stuff, I don't feel like I can change that. I don't feel like I have any control over it. So I'm just focusing on how they can help me be a better business owner. And I hope our listeners do the same.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that first of all, I love that you brought that perspective, like such a deep perspective to the AI thing. It's such a contrast. I love that. But one of the things that I talk about a lot recently with AI is like, the reality is whether you like it, you don't like it, like you're going to get left behind if you're not using it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I think the stats, I don't have them in front of me, but I'm going to get them. But like 85% of businesses or something like that say, business owners say that using AI is like their top priority right now. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a business owner, especially you're in our space, you're working on the internet, and you're not using AI, you have to remember all your competitors are using AI. Yeah. They're going to just leave you in the dust. And another thing that I wanted to add when it comes to saving time and getting more done, I think if you've been a listener of this podcast for a little while, you know that one of the things that we talk about a lot and one of the things we really believe in, and I believe it to be true. And actually, if we go back to a recent podcast episode where we talked about some of the print-on-demand data, like the data shows if you put out more designs, you have a better chance of making sales, of being successful. Like we saw recent data from print-on-demand companies that said the sellers that are making the most money, the most successful sellers, are putting out way more designs. I don't remember the exact, I want to say it was like 10 a week or more or something like that. Maybe it was way more than that, but it was like a lot of designs every week. That's something that we've been talking about for a long time is like, mm-hmm. You have to put out more designs. Well, one of the ways that we can do that is we can use the same amount of time that we've already been putting into making new designs. And we can use tools like AI to create more designs in that same amount of time. You might be sitting there thinking like, well, I only have 5 hours a week to work on designs. Well, instead of creating two or three designs in that 5 hours, you can start implementing AI tools and creating 50 designs in that 5 hours. Like that's the power here. That's why I say you can save so much time and get more done, is because it enables you to 10X, 5X, 10X your production. So totally. Kind of leave it there.
Totally.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, no, well said. I totally agree. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the next part here, which is the best AI image generators to use. So I just want to give you my recommendations on what are the best AI image generators to use. And you know what we're mainly focusing on in this podcast episode is AI image generation relating to getting more designs done, right? That's kind of there's so much more you can do with AI. We can create 100 more episodes on all the different things you can do, but we're focusing on getting more designs done for your print-on-demand business. So the best AI image generators to use, number one, still, I know there's new software's coming out all the time, but number one is still Midjourney. It's MIDJOURNEY, Midjourney. Midjourney is my go-to. I think it's incredible. It's literally like the first one I ever used, like, I don't know how long ago, a year and a half ago, maybe. I've had it for a long time, year and a half ago. It's the first one I ever used, and it's still the top one that I use. There are other ones that I've started to get into, but Midjourney is still my go-to. And what, just to back up a little bit, if you don't know what an AI image generator is, we're talking about text-to-image generators, or text mm-hmm. to image software. Mm-hmm. What that means is you put in some text, you tell the software what you want, and then it shows you a picture of it. So if I say, show me a cat riding a bicycle, with a banana peel on the road, with the sunset in the background, I put that text in. I don't know what that was.
That sounds like a winner right there, man.
Dude, that's a winning design. If I put that text in, the software is going to show me like four of those images. It's going to show me four different images using that text that I put in. Okay, let's think of something better. If I put in like, you know, mountains.
I got one that I actually saw on a big account, and I thought it was brilliant. They had a cat. Let's stay on the cat theme.
Right.
They had a cat reading a book, and you could see the title of the book that said "How to Train Your Human."
And it got
so much engagement from their following, and I was just, I thought it was brilliant. Personally,
that is brilliant. That's great. Yeah. So yeah, you put that in. You literally put in. Show me a cat sitting in a chair holding a book that with the title, you know, How to Train Your Human. And then you tell it what style. You say in the style of Van Gogh, in the style of street art, in the style of steampunk, right?
Yeah.
And it can produce these types of images. So that's essentially what it is. Midjourney is the best. And I'm going to give you, in my opinion, the best. And I'm going to give you a bunch of reasons. Number one, the Midjourney art is incredible. Incredible. I encourage you to go to midjourney.com and just click on the community showcase, what the community is actually creating. And your mind is going to be blown. Like your mind is going to be blown because it's so beautiful, the art. And the style that it does is just like head and shoulders above any other image generator that I've seen. So the art's incredible. Number two, it's the most complete and flexible tool. So it does the widest range of things. And I would say, I wouldn't necessarily say it has the most features because there are some other softwares I've seen that have pretty wild features, but it does a lot. Okay. Like it does a lot of different things. It's not just great for print on demand. It's not just great for, you know, whatever it does a lot of things. So you're not just getting a tool that's kind of specializes in one thing. It does a lot. Number three, relating to that, it can create like logos, can do like full art pieces, print on demand designs. We've also, myself and our students, some of our students have been using it for product mockups, right? Like creating people that we can then put our designs on. And not only that, you know, in addition to like creating t-shirt models and apparel models, like you can have it generate mugs, blank mugs and like other products, blank wall art, right? Like you can do other kinds of mockups with it, not just apparel mockups. So it does a lot of different things. The next thing is pricing. It starts at $10 a month. It's not a free tool, but it's very inexpensive. $10 a month is kind of like the initial plan. And you can do a ton with that $10 per month plan. I mean, you can, like, that's going to be plenty for most people getting started. You're going to be able to create a ton of art for $10 a month. Comparing that out to, you know, a lot of tools that we use, like, it's cheaper than most of the other kinds of design tools that we use. So it does a lot for $10 a month. And then lastly, just talking about some of the unique features of Midjourney, it has a lot of features, I would say, that other platforms just don't have. So that are kind of unique to Midjourney that are really cool. Some of my favorite features, just to quickly kind of touch on these, some of my favorite like Midjourney specific features. Number one, describe. So Midjourney describe is where you can upload any photo, like take a photo with your phone or find a photo on Google. You can upload that photo to Midjourney and it will describe the prompt. It will give you the text prompt that you could put in to generate something like that. That's pretty incredible, right? Like you can just upload a picture of whatever and then it will tell you, here's how to prompt for that, right? Here's how to actually type that in. Another feature of Midjourney is called Midjourney Blend. This one is crazy. Midjourney Blend is where you can upload two photos to Midjourney and it will generate a new photo that blends the two. So the other day, I went to Google and I downloaded a picture of Iron Man and then I downloaded a picture of a luchador, with the mask on.
Okay.
I used Midjourney Blend and I had luchador Iron Man. It was freaking awesome. It was awesome. It was really cool. So
if you mix Iron Man with a photo of yourself, would it be like Carrie Iron Man?
Maybe. Probably. My wife was saying that the other day. She was like, you need to go to Midjourney and upload like the picture of me and you and like blend them together, see if it's our children.
That's awesome.
I need to do it. But anyways, that's Midjourney Blend. Another thing Midjourney has is built-in upscaling. So a lot of times, really every time you create AI art, you actually need to make it bigger so that you can use it on apparel and other products. You can actually print it. Midjourney has some upscaling built in. So right in there after you create your image, you can just upscale. You can just make it bigger, which is cool. Have that built in. No additional cost. The last two features here are pretty wild. So the next feature is consistent style. This is something that Midjourney's recently come out with. So similar to what I talked about with Blend, you can upload a photo. So let's say that you see a design somewhere on the internet. You see, let's just say you see a t-shirt design and you're like, oh my gosh, the art style on that design. I just really love that style. I love the colors and like the, you know, the font styles or whatever. Like just the, I love the creativity of that. You can take a screenshot of that, upload it to Midjourney, and you can apply that same styling to your image, to your text. So I could put in, you know, I could upload an image and then say, this is what I want to create, my cat reading a book, but I want it in the style of that image that I uploaded, and it will do that, right? And then you can that consistent style you can use across multiple images. So when I find a, let's say I generate a photo with Midjourney, like a design, a t-shirt design, and I really like what it came out with. Oh, I love the style. Well, then I can continue to use the consistent style to make new designs that are in that same style. It's wild.
That's so cool. That's huge, man. So let's say that you create a really cool, you generate a really cool line art image, mm-hmm. right? We know line art's really big. Yeah. You generate a really cool line art image. If you put that in and said, you know, use the consistent style feature, does that mean that it'll continue to create line art images for you? Is that kind of what you mean by similar style?
For the most part, yeah. Like what it does is it takes that image and it influences the new image that you're creating. Mm-hmm. And you can actually control how much it influences the new image. So it has this thing called style weight, and you put in a little prompt for style weight, and you can put 0 to 100. So you can at 100, you can be like, I want my new one to look exactly like this. Right. And at, you know, 25, it's like basically 25%. I want it to be kind of like this, but not exactly like this. And what you're talking about, you would probably want to put in your text prompt, put that you want line art to help Midjourney kind of figure it out. So use the consistent style of the old image from, you know, your first design, but then also say that you want line art, and you'll most likely be able to kind of continually get similar, very similar designs, but different based off what prompt you put in. So it's pretty cool.
That's really cool, man. Like, yeah. Let's say that you were creating a new collection to drop and it was a certain theme. Maybe it was something exactly. that was really on trend. Right. And so you release 10 new designs all in that theme. That's awesome. That's really cool.
It's crazy. Yeah. And the last one is very similar to that. The last feature, unique feature of Midjourney, they've just come out with this. It's freaking awesome. It's consistent characters.
Yes. So
up until very recently, last month, you basically couldn't, like, if you create, let's just say you created a mock-up and you got this person that's wearing your t-shirt, you couldn't then go create that exact same person for other mock-ups. So in the real world, right, Adrian could model for my brand and I could go, go on, you know you've done it.
Sure, man.
You know you've modeled for brands. What?
I said, let's go.
So Adrian's my model, right? And I can do a photo shoot with Adrian and I can put him in my t-shirt, but then he can go change into a hoodie, right? He can change into a long sleeve t-shirt. You can't do that with AI, right? Like right. I can generate a picture of somebody wearing a t-shirt, but then when I go to create another one wearing a hoodie, it's a different person. So now they've released consistent characters, which means I can use the same model and create new images. I can change where they're at, right? They could be on the beach in one, but then they could be on the tennis court in the other one, right? Or be in a house in the other one. I could change what they're wearing. I could change some of the features, like make them wearing a hat, different things like that. You can have a consistent character across new images. Another example of that, going back to your cat reading the book, right? If we created that cat in Midjourney and we got this image of him, you know, reading this book, but then we're dropping a whole collection and we're like, I really like this cat. I want this exact same cat to then be on other designs, right? Then I could use the consistent character feature to make that cat be, you know, do other designs and do other things, right? He could be reading a book in one, but then he could be shooting a basketball on another one, but then he could be riding a bike in another one, and it'll be the exact same cat.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Man.
It's crazy.
I love that for apparel brands, because personally, I really like using consistent models for lifestyle images. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you go on Etsy, you can find a lot of creators that sell mockups, and a lot of them are just one person or two or three people with a whole bunch of different mockups. And I love that because it gives your brand kind of that consistent aesthetic. And if that person really looks like your ideal customer, you want more, right? Let's say that you use a mockup that you got on Etsy and it crushes it. Well, success leaves clues. I want to reverse engineer the success of that and try to carry that over into my future ones, right? Exactly. So I would want the same model that had the winning ad creative,
for example. That's such a good way to put it.
Right?
That's such a good way to put it.
And just from like an aesthetic standpoint, when someone's shopping on your site, when they see that familiar face, they kind of attribute that model to your brand. And that model should look like your ideal customer. So I love this feature. I think it's huge for apparel brand owners specifically.
Yep. Okay, moving on. So number one, best AI image generator to use. I love Midjourney. Number two, it's called Ideogram. 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 Ideogram.com, I believe, is the website.
Ideogram.ai.
.ai. Ideogram.ai. Yeah, if you go to Google and search these, Midjourney or Ideogram, you'll find them.
Yeah.
So if you've listened to me talk about any of this, if you're watching my YouTube videos, I talk about Ideogram and Midjourney all the time because these are my two favorites. But Ideogram is it's the same type of software as Midjourney, where you're going to put in text and it's going to create an image. But Ideogram is a little bit different in a few different ways. Number one, it's really simple and easy to use. Okay. So in contrast to Midjourney, Midjourney's kind of hard to use, especially if you're not really a techie person. I wouldn't say it's like super difficult to use, but like Midjourney operates in a Discord server, which sounds scary if you're not in our world. It's kind of weird. Ideogram is like this really, really basic software. If you go to the website, there's a text box and you just enter in the text and you press generate. Like there's really not a lot to it. It's super duper simple. So if you're somebody who's not a techie person, you're like, how do I even get started with AI? What are you even talking about? Ideogram is probably for you because it's so easy. The biggest differentiator between Ideogram and Midjourney, Ideogram is so good for doing text designs, for generating text in the designs. Now, it's not just the accuracy, Adrian. Okay, it's not just how accurate the text is, because Ideogram is the most accurate for text. It's a style. When you go out to Ideogram and you start creating text designs, you start asking it to generate text designs, the designs that it creates are like, it's almost like it's fine-tuned for like print-on-demand designs, like or like apparel designs. Like a lot of times it will automatically just pop out stuff that you're like, I've seen that. Not it's not copying anything, but you're like, I've seen that style. Like that's something that I've seen on Etsy t-shirts or on like other brands, you know? So it is like really good for t-shirt designs, text-based designs, print-on-demand designs. And I've been using it more and more recently, playing with the text, and I've just been really blown away. Ideogram can interpret like really complex text. Like I've seen the one that's been blowing my mind is I saw that somebody put in, it asked Ideogram to do a design probably for like a wall art or something, a design that was like 10 different types of plants with the type of plant under, like the text underneath it with that type of plant. Mm-hmm. And it like nailed it. Like same thing I've seen it do. Somebody did it with coffee. They're like, do 10 different types of coffee and put the names underneath it. And it's like espresso and like latte or whatever. Like it does all these different types of coffee and it like nailed it. Like it's like, my mind was blown how you could prompt it something so complex and it would do it. Right. And so that's the biggest thing. Last thing about Ideogram, you can use it for free. There are paid plans for Ideogram, but you can do like tons of stuff for free. And the the software version that does what I'm talking about, like with the really accurate text and all that stuff, it's called Ideogram 1.0. It's their newest version of like their language model. I thought for sure they were going to put that behind a paywall, but it's still free. Like you can use the newest version for free. When you go to like ChatGPT or like some of these other ones, you know, it makes you use like the older version for free and you have to pay for the higher, for like the newer version. They're not doing that on Ideogram. Like they're giving you the 1.0 for free. It's pretty wild. I mean, there's some benefits to doing the paid version, but you can do a lot with the free version, and you can use the designs for print on demand and like to sell your own products. So like, it's just awesome. It's awesome, especially for somebody who's like a beginner in this AI world and you don't know what's going on. It's a really cool tool. Any thoughts?
Yeah, man. I like how you mentioned that about Ideogram, because I think a lot of people, they hear about Midjourney and they see some of the art it can create, and it can appear a little bit intimidating. And, you know, the advice that I would give to people who are totally new to this is just dip your toe in. Like try any AI tool like a ChatGPT. There's a built-in AI generator in Canva, like a text-to-image generator. And once you kind of get the hang of it from the simplest term, from the simplest kind of standpoint, then you kind of progress through it, right? So I like Ideogram as kind of like a stepping stone program versus Midjourney, which Midjourney has so much amazing functionality. But if people find that intimidating, start with Ideogram. It's super simple to use. You don't have to go on Discord to use it. And I think once people get comfortable, kind of step out of their comfort zone and try AI on some level and start experiencing the benefits, it almost gets addicting, right? And you want to use for more. Like I use ChatGPT for so many things now. And my wife and I, we share an account. And whenever she has a question about something, it could be totally random, she'll go to ChatGPT because we like their answers better than Google in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Yeah.
They give you really direct, precise answers. I mean, they might not, if it's not 100% accurate, like you could just, you know, double check to make sure, but they're really good. So that's one thing I'd say. The other thing is a lot of these tools, they're great for getting you like 80% of the way for something. Like I would like to use an example of how I would use AI is maybe to create a graphic that I would otherwise have to hire a graphic designer for that I can't create myself, or find like a really good template for it in somewhere like Canva or Kittle. And then what I would do is I would put that on my artboard in Canva or Kittle, and then I would choose a trendy font and I would put that font around the graphic. So that graphic, if it's something I can't find on Canva or Kittle, and their AI, their text to AI or text to art generators are not nearly as good as these other ones, maybe they'll get there, but they're not right now. But this is just a great way that 80% of the work can be done for you. So
you're stealing my thunder, bro. That's step number three.
Oh no. Okay. All right, man. Back to you.
It's all right. I forgive you. The next part we're going into the step-by-step strategy to kind of how to do this from scratch. So we'll definitely be talking about that. Last thing I wanted to add about Ideogram, like just to give you kind of one example, I went over to Ideogram. I clicked on one of the first ones I saw with a lot of text. So this one says, you ready for this, Adrian? This design says, "Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you a beer." And that's kind of the same thing.
I've seen that before. Okay.
Somebody put that in to Ideogram and it created, I mean, I know you can't see it. This is a podcast, but it created this design that like looks like just one of those classic t-shirt designs that you see. And it nailed the text. Like I'm looking at it, there's literally no mess ups in the text, like how long that is. Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you a beer. And that's kind of the same thing. That long of a text slogan, and it nailed it perfect. So like, amazing. It's just awesome. So to wrap up this section of the podcast, I want to give out a few honorable mentions. These are also great AI text to image generators. So a few honorable mentions. Number one, Leonardo.ai, really great software. Leonardo, probably the hardest to use that I've used, to be honest. But I'm telling you, man, it's incredible. It's actually not that hard to use. The only reason I think it's hard to use is because it has like more crazy features than like any, like, it just does crazy stuff. Like, it's got like to give you an example, it's got like 20 language models in there that you can choose from. So like when you go in there, it's like, which language model do I want to use? And when I go in there, I'm like, I don't freaking know what all this means. Like, I'm just like,
right.
I gotta use them all to like figure out which ones are the best. So there's a lot in there, but I would say like, if you're an AI power user, you know, and you're really into this stuff, go check out Leonardo. It does have a free version. It gives you some credits each day to use, and it produces some really incredible stuff. I know our friend Juna from Detour Shirts, he's a huge proponent of Leonardo, loves Leonardo. So that's a really good one. I really do like their software. I really don't want to say anything bad about it, because I really do love it. It's just a little bit difficult because there's so much stuff in there. Another one is Adobe Firefly. So Adobe Firefly is a really, really great text to image generator. It's owned by Adobe. I don't know a ton about Firefly, but I have read a little bit that if you are a Photoshop user, or like you're an Adobe Suite user, you know, you're kind of into the Adobe things, this may be one you want to look into, because it can kind of work together with some of those other Adobe tools. So, and I've heard good things about Adobe Firefly, so I think that's another great option. And I'm pretty sure it's free if you already have Photoshop and Illustrator. So that might be something to think about. If you already have those, maybe you want to use Firefly. And then the last one is DALL-E. So DALL-E is another really popular one. A lot of people know about it. DALL-E is a part of OpenAI, which has ChatGPT. And now DALL-E has been integrated into ChatGPT. So what's really cool about DALL-E is that if you're already a ChatGPT user, you have to be on the paid plan, which I believe is $20 per month. If you're already a ChatGPT user, you can just use ChatGPT to like ask it for stuff, and it will use DALL-E to create the images. So if you're using ChatGPT, like, just say, create an image of this, and it will use DALL-E to create an image. And it's gotten a lot better than when it first came out. It's really useful. I like it a lot for creating logos. Like, I've created quite a few logos in there, and does a really good job. It also just kind of like, you mentioned this a little bit, DALL-E is really cool for almost like a visual mood board, because it's just really cool when you're in ChatGPT. You're having this conversation with ChatGPT. You're having it do stuff for you. And then you think, like, instead of just text, I'd really like to see that, right? And then it's like, boom, you just ask it and it generates an image. So it puts a visual to some of the things you're learning about, talking about, you know, in ChatGPT. So DALL-E is really cool as well. So there's our honorable mentions: Leonardo, Adobe Firefly, DALL-E. Those are all really cool options. You ready to hit our last final section?
Yes, but I have a question for you, because I'm guessing that a lot of our listeners might be thinking this too, and you're the best person to ask this to.
Ooh, let's go.
So I'm big on the power of one, like one social media platform for acquiring customers, one retention channel to get sales on repeat. Email marketing is my favorite. And so when it comes to all these, a lot of them have similar functionality on a general standpoint, like text to image generator, for example. Midjourney and Ideogram are your favorite. I love those two. Those are two that I'm the most familiar with. I'm really not that familiar with Leonardo, Adobe Firefly, or DALL-E. What is your opinion on, like, does someone need all of these, or could they just become an expert in one? Like, what would be your recommendation there? Just because there's going to be a bit of a learning curve with each one, even though, you know, you get familiar with prompts and you put in the prompts and whatnot, but they're different programs, they're different software. So what are your thoughts around that? Do you think, would you recommend, like, oh, if you're all in on Midjourney, just stick with Midjourney, or should people be learning multiple?
So I think that you're right. A lot of them have kind of similar functionality, but they kind of specialize in different things, to be honest. Like, in my experience, I'm really coming from apparel, print on demand, you know, kind of view of it, you know, because that's what I'm using it a lot for, and that's what students are using it for. So it kind of depends. I think the first thing to think about is, like, what is your end goal? What are you trying to create with it? What's the main function, I should say?
Right.
I would say if you just want the all around, that's going to be like future proof, you know, it's going to always have the coolest features, always going to be kind of at the forefront. I would say Midjourney is probably the one to go with. It can do really cool stuff for print on demand, really cool stuff for t-shirts, along with a ton of other stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Midjourney is just the best overall. I would say if you really want to focus on text-based designs and you know, that's kind of the primary function, I would go with Ideogram, and it's also inexpensive because like Ideogram probably not going to be great for like mock-ups, right? Like what we talked about with getting models and doing that kind of stuff. So like, it's probably not going to be great for that, right? You're going to want to probably be in Midjourney for that. So kind of different functions for different softwares, but Ideogram is going to be a basic tool that does really well with text-based designs. I mean, that's what I would use it for. It does other things, but that's mainly what I would use it for. As far as like DALL-E goes, I don't think it's really that useful to actually create designs. You know, like it's just not quite there. And you know, I don't know that I've learned how to use Leonardo the correct way yet for like print on demand, because Leonardo, I do see people like Juna that have like, they're able to get, do a lot of really cool t-shirt stuff. But I really have my experience with Leonardo, like I was in there for a while, probably a couple hours last week using it, and I just couldn't really get what I wanted. Like, it was much easier in Midjourney or Ideogram to get what I was looking for, what I would ask it for. I couldn't really get what I wanted out of Leonardo in regards to like print on demand designs, you know, right, those kind of things. So here's my recommendation. Really depends on what you need it for. What I do personally, I pay for Midjourney and I pay for ChatGPT Plus. So those together, about $30 a month, that covers me like 99% of the ground I need to cover. I have all my art generation in Midjourney, and then I use the paid version of ChatGPT to get access to the 4.0 language model and get access to the ChatGPT store, and that gives me DALL-E. And sometimes I'm just in ChatGPT and I just want to get an image, so I use DALL-E there. And that's really cool, right, to be able to just see that visual. That's kind of how I use it, and I think $30 a month, you can cover a lot of ground with ChatGPT Plus and Midjourney. Like, I think that's a pretty solid way to go. And that's what I choose to do.
Yeah. That's money.
That was complex, but
what's that?
Complex answer, but hopefully that kind of helps.
No, that's good because you summed it up at the end. And that's my favorite way to use it too. I love using ChatGPT for things like content creation captions, email marketing, you know, content, website content, product descriptions, things like that, and then use a Midjourney for all the imagery stuff. And then, of course, you can have fun with the built-in AI tools and things like Canva or Shopify. You got Shopify Magic and Shopify, which will write descriptions for you. You can have Canva write descriptions for you. You can have fun with that stuff, but I would say definitely ChatGPT would be the best for that. And then, so you've got one for kind of the content side of things and then one for the image side of things. That's my favorite way to use it. Yeah, I mean, that's a great recommendation, and that's exactly what I was thinking too.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the last section of this podcast, and this is the step-by-step strategy to go from like having nothing to a print-on-demand ready design. So you want to use AI to create your print-on-demand designs. We've been talking about in this episode, save you time, all that kind of stuff. Like, what is the actual step-by-step strategy that you need to go through to create, to crank out these designs and get them all done? So step number one is there's really two different ways. I'm going to try to make this concise, but it might get a little bit murky. I'm going to do my best though. So number one, you're going to either choose that whether you want to create just an element for your design or you want to do the full design in AI. Okay. So we've been talking about this. You mentioned it earlier that what you like to do is you like to create like one graphic that maybe you couldn't find anywhere else and then bring it into like Kittel and add text there. I think, honestly, that's probably the best way to use AI because it gives you the most control over the creativity. Mm-hmm. And so the first question you need to ask, first step is, do I want to try to create my full design with AI or do I want to just create an element of my design and then add those additional things later? Let's quickly get the full design out of the way. Let's just kind of cover that real quick and then we'll come back to the other one because I think the other one is going to be more steps. If you want to create your full design in AI, number one, we talked about Ideogram is probably going to be the best tool to do that because it's going to give you more polished, finished designs. All you're going to do is just ask the AI for what you want. You're going to maybe have to, regenerate it a few times. You might need to, you know, adjust your prompts. You're going to work with the AI to get the finished design. After you get that finished design, you're going to need to upscale the design. You're going to need to make it bigger. So you need to make it bigger for print on demand. And the last step is you're probably going to need to remove the background. So you're going to need to use some kind of tool to remove the background. There's lots of different tools out there. In fact, Leonardo has not a background remover built in, but it has a transparency function, which is really cool, where it'll generate transparent designs, which is pretty cool. But those are essentially what you need to do. Create the design with AI, work with the AI to get what you want, upscale it, and make sure you have a transparent background. Once you do that, pretty much ready for print on demand.
Right.
So let's get that out of the way. That's kind of the strategy there. Let's cover if you want to create a graphic and then use that graphic in your print on demand design. So this is the way that I still prefer to do it for print on demand designs. It's kind of what you talked about as well, but you can definitely do either. First, think about like what is the graphic you want, right? This might be a tiger, a bear, a cat, a dog, a plant, a flower, could be sports related. Pretty much anything your mind can think, you can generate it with AI. And I want to let people know like AI can handle complex things, right? Like when you ask it for a cat sitting down with glasses on, reading a book in the style of blank, like it can handle those different aspects. Like it's not just going to give you a cat. It will actually handle that, right? When, you know, one of the ones I was doing the other day, like I wanted a person on a bike in front of a mountain with a sunset in the background, right? And it was able to show me that. Like it put them in that order, right? When I say I want the sun to be in the left corner instead of the right top corner, like it can do stuff like that. So you need to think about what kind of graphic you want and then put that into text, right? And then put that into your AI software. The next step is I would encourage you to be patient with the AI and regenerate the image if it's not exactly what you want, or adjust your prompts as needed. I talked about this with the full design as well, but sometimes it doesn't give you exactly what you want. That doesn't mean you can't get what you want, but you got to learn to work with the tool and some of the different features to actually make it do what you want. In Midjourney, for instance, there is there's stylized where you can adjust how much style you want to apply to it, like how much creative freedom do you want to give Midjourney, or how close do you want it to be to the prompt? There's different things you can do in there to really like tweak and adjust it. So be patient with it, regenerate it, adjust your prompts, adjust some of the features. And kind of as a little bit of a pro tip, when you're prompting, just to give you a little bit of kind of tips around prompting, keep your prompts short and simple. Just describe what you want. Just keep it basic. Okay. A pro tip is that what's really cool, what you can do with pretty much any AI software, is you can look through what other people are creating and you can see the prompts. So see the prompts that they're using. So like in Ideogram, for instance, that one that I just found that about, you know, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy beer, whatever. I can see exactly what that person used to get that image, what prompt they used. So then as we would talk about with inspiration from other designs and different things like that, you can get prompt inspiration from other people's prompts, right? Mm-hmm. You can look at other designs in the community showcase or the, you know, what other people are creating, and you can say, I really like that design. I want to create something similar. How did they prompt it? And then you can use similar prompts, change out some of the words for your own. So that's kind of number one, is thinking about what you want, interpreting that into text, working with the AI to get the graphic that you want. Once you've got that graphic created in the AI, then we need to move on to step number two. Anything you want to add there before we keep going, Adrian?
No, I love this. That's my favorite way, is to generate the element or the graphic, yeah, and then put the text across. I think we're both on the same page there.
Yep. So the next step, mentioned it earlier, but want to give it a little bit more context. You need to upscale the graphic or the element. Okay. So the way that you do this is you're going to use an AI upscale tool to make your design bigger. In simplest terms, that's the way we'd say it. Some of the AI tools, image generators, have this function built in. For instance, Midjourney just added this probably maybe 6 months ago or so, where once you create it, once you upscale a design, you can actually upscale it again and make it really big. So they have this built, some have this built in. Midjourney has a great one built in. But I would still recommend, even if you're using some of the built-in upscaling tools, use a dedicated upscale software. There's one that I've been using, which is free, and it's called Upscale, but it's spelled funny. it's spelled U-P-S-C-A-Y-L. U-P-S-C-A-Y-L. It's an AI image upscaler. It's free, but it's actually like a software you download for your computer. And it's really powerful. It's like, it's really good. But there's a ton of other ones. If you go to Google, you search AI image upscaler, like there's a ton of tools out there. I prefer not to pay for one, but there are a lot of paid ones. I think this Upscale, U-P-S-C-A-Y-L, it's a really good one. It works really well and it's free right now. So
what would be the benefit of using a paid one when there's free ones that do it? Like you only need them upscale to a certain, you know, size. Yeah.
Well, so the biggest reason why you would use any, I guess the biggest reason why you would want to use a different upscaler versus one or the other is because it's important to know that these upscale tools, they're not actually making the image bigger. That's not what they're doing. They're actually using AI to remake the image in a bigger size. So what that means is if you use a really low quality upscaler, your design might look a little different. it might actually not come out the same way. It could be different colors. It could be more grainy, or like it could have, you know, different patterns. I mean, it could look a little funky. So there's actually some upscalers out there and some of the free ones that they're not very good. Like you do the upscale and you're like, that looks a little weird. It looks like my design, but it's just like a little off, you know?
Right.
So that's important to know. The really good upscalers, your design will look identical. You know, you won't be able to tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But it's important to know that they're not stretching your image. They're not like making it bigger. They're actually using AI to recreate the image. So that's important to know. But I will say there are a lot of good free ones out there, and there's not really a reason why you need to pay for one, because there are some good free ones, including the one I just mentioned, U-P-S-C-A-Y-L. So you need to upscale. Okay, number three. Number three is bring the graphic into Canva, Kittle, or your art software of choice. It could be Photoshop, something like that. You want to bring that graphic in there into your art software so that you can get it ready for print on demand and add anything that you want to add. Now, one kind of sub point I didn't talk about there is removing the background. We know that, you know, in Canva, there's a background remover, so you can mm-hmm. you can remove the background in Canva. I'm not sure about Kittle. Is there a background? I'm assuming there's a background remover in Kittle.
There is. Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of you know art software today have this feature in there where you can remove the background. To me, this is part of getting it ready for print on demand. But step one, when you open up Canva, you open up Kittle or any other software, set up your canvas to your print-on-demand company's art specifications. So you're going to go to your print-on-demand company, look at what their requirements are for like a t-shirt or whatever product, and that's how you want to set up your canvas, right? That's mm-hmm. the size you want to set it up, so that's going to be print-ready. Then you're going to pull in your AI graphic in there, size it up how you'd like. It should be, if you've upscaled it, it should be well big enough to be really good quality when you pull it into your art software. And then from there, you're going to add your own text. You know, you can curve the text or change the font. You know, how you can design your text however you want inside these softwares like Canva or Kittle. And you can tweak the design to your liking. Maybe, you know, like I said, you want to remove the background and maybe you want to adjust the color a little bit, different things like that. You'll be able to do that until you have a finished design that is formatted the way that you like it, has the text that you want, has the font that you want, the style that you want. And from there, you simply just export it and load it up into your print-on-demand software onto a new product, and you're ready to go. So the biggest time savings is the time that you would spend actually designing the doing the design, you know, the time that I would spend traditionally like sitting in Photoshop, spending like 2 hours working on a design. I can create in 5 minutes, right? So this just speeds up that whole process. But that's essentially the strategy.
I love that, man. Three steps essentially, and then you have a finished product that you can just export and put on your products in your print-on-demand provider.
Yeah, man. Step number one, create the graphic in AI. Step number two, upscale the graphic. Step number three, bring it into Canva, Kittle, or another art software to finalize the design and add any additional creativity that you want, any additional elements that you want, and then you're ready to load it into print on demand. You just need to export it from there. Make sure you got a transparent background. You're ready to go. So that was pretty detailed, but I've got one bonus tip. We're 55 minutes in. I got one bonus tip for our listeners, and it has to do with coming up with ideas. So one of the hurdles you might face, Adrian, as you're trying, you say, I want to create 10x the amount of designs. How do I come up with 10x the ideas? How do I come up with all these slogans and everything? And the pro tip is what I found, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, I found that ChatGPT or Google Gemini, and there's a few other out there, they're really good at helping you come up with slogans and like sayings to add to your designs. And they can also be really good with coming up with ideas for what the art should be. And they can also help you prompt, right? So this is kind of the bonus tip. And one of the reasons that I told you earlier that I use ChatGPT Plus along with Midjourney is because I love using ChatGPT Plus to say, okay, give me 10 text-based slogans in the cat niche, right? And then it comes up with 10 text slogans. Then I say, make them funnier. It makes them funnier. Then I say, generate 10 more. Gives me 10 more. Then I say, make them shorter. It makes them shorter, right? And then when I have one that I like, I can say, what are some ideas for the artwork? What should I put on the artwork? And it'll say, you should have a cat sitting in a chair reading a book that says How to Train Your Human, right? It can tell me that. So then I can say from there, how would you prompt this in Midjourney? And it will give me some ideas for the prompts, right? And so this is the pro tip, is use ChatGPT, Google Gemini, or one of these AI softwares to help you come up with ideas. This can speed up the process of actually, you know, coming up with all these different ideas, and it will help you kind of take those ideas, turn them into prompts, and bring them into another software like Midjourney or Ideogram or any of these other softwares. So that's my pro tip.
Love that. Love that. The only thing I would add to that is I'm big on design research. You know that, like identifying winning designs that are winning right now and then using those as inspiration. So what one kind of thing that I would recommend that you could layer on top of this is like, do not skip the design research. That would be my personal recommendation. Do not skip the design research. Like if you want to give your designs the best chances of winning, find designs that are winning right now and then find a way that you can repurpose that. And you can still use all these ways of AI in it, but like the design research is just such a critical component that I feel like a lot of people kind of skip altogether. And then they'll come up with stuff that just isn't really striking a chord with their ideal audience and they're wondering why. And it's like, well, where did you find evidence that slogans like that are winning right now? Because that's going to significantly increase the chance of you being able to create a winning design, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'd throw on there, but I love that, man. That's a great pro tip.
Branching off of that, here's a way that you could use it to get more trending stuff. So if you're not aware, like ChatGPT will not give you like current information. Like it's not, you know, you can't say what are the news headlines from yesterday. It doesn't know because it's not trained on that new of information. Google Gemini is actually trained on more current information, but it's still not like super up to date. But one of the ways that I've been using ChatGPT that it's just been like, I love doing this, is I love taking a news article and copying all the text and then popping it into ChatGPT and asking it to summarize it for me in like one paragraph. Right. So I can get like the most important information out of that news article like really quickly. So what you could do is you could look at trending topics. You know, a lot of times the way that we come up with winning designs is sometimes we find things that are in the news and we figure out how to combine those with our niche. Right. Mm-hmm. So in theory, you could find a news article on a subject that's trending right now, copy that, put that into ChatGPT and say, take this article and give me 10 T-shirt slogans that combined the subject of this article along with my niche, right? And it could pop out like 10 slogans that combine Taylor Swift and cats, right?
That I love.
Yeah, like stuff that like that. So like there's really cool and interesting ways you can use AI. And yeah, that's one of the things that I've just been loving is like having it summarize or like give me the important information, but then taking a step further and saying like, combine it with this, give me some ideas around this, right? So there's definitely cool and interesting ways you can use it to help in those areas.
Yeah, I love that. I remember, you know, back when the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial was all over the media, everyone was talking about, there were memes about and everything. And there was a slogan that went super viral around then. And I'm pretty sure it was a seller using Printify. I'm almost positive they're using Printify. And they just put on a shirt, Camille is my lawyer, because that was one of the lawyers in the trial. And it blew up. Like, so many people bought that shirt just with that all text-based slogan because it was so relevant to the times. And that's an example of taking something in pop culture or, you know, something that's really big in the media where all the attention is right now, and then turning it into a funny slogan that you could sell. So that's awesome. Great suggestion.
All right, I think that wraps it up. That was a fun episode. Appreciate your thoughts, bringing some perspective, Adrian. That was great. I think that's it. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Print On Demand Playbook Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on whichever platform you're listening from. We really appreciate it, and we love showing you love on the episodes by shouting you out. So with that, thank you so much, and we'll talk real soon.